We invite some of our men to come prepare to serve us communion. This is our opportunity to once again reflect on the gospel, to remember what Jesus did. He stood in my place. He took the just punishment I deserve so I could experience grace, good things I don't deserve, I didn't earn. This is not at all based on merit. This is not a checklist of look how my performance adds up and so therefore these are the wages I receive. No, the wages of our sin is death. But the gift, the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. There's no other way. Jesus is the only way. He said, no one comes to the Father except through me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We must come to Jesus. If you've come to Jesus, not with a list saying, look how good I've done. Here's my report card. I messed up on this one, but everything else I did okay. I got, 99%, right? That's good. That's passing. No, it's a pass-fail. It's like a pane of glass. These are my laws. It's like, I only put my fist through one part of your glass pane. I mean, look at all the part that's not broken. You broke it. You're guilty of breaking God's perfect, holy, just, united law. You're a lawbreaker. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Have you come to Him and recognized, guilty as charged, I did it. I broke repeatedly many of your commands. Maybe not all of them. There's a few I haven't done, but I broke enough of them to say I'm a lawbreaker. I'm a rebel. I'm a sinner. And the wages of that sin is death, which means eternal separation from a good God forever. But I don't want what I deserve. I want a gift. I will receive your mercy. Would you, because of what Jesus did on the cross, in my place? In the Old Testament, they would take a lamb, a perfect lamb, a spotless lamb, and they bring it to the tabernacle, and they put their hand on the head of the lamb, and they confess their sins. They'd acknowledge before God that they were a sinner. And in a sense, they would, as they confessed their sins, transfer their guilt to that lamb, and the lamb's throat would be slit, and its blood would be collected, and his blood would be splattered on the altar, and that animal would be burned up as a symbol of, that's what I deserve. I've violated your holy commandments, and the wages of sin is death. I've committed a capital offense against you, rebellion against the high treason against the King of Kings. But this animal is covering what I've done. Its blood is shed in my place, appeasing God's wrath. But then I turn around and grumble and complain and act selfishly, act out of pride, and got to do it all over again. Today, we have a better lamb, the Lamb of God, who takes away our sin. Have you come to Jesus and, in a sense, put your hand on the forehead of Jesus and said, I'm a sinner. I understand what I deserve, the wages of my performance before you. I deserve death, and I recognize that, Jesus, you paid that price as a willing, voluntary substitute in my place on the cross. Will you be my substitute? Will you apply your death, burial, and resurrection? Will you apply your transformed life? Jesus not only never sinned, he always did what was pleasing to his Father. He lived that perfect life that would indeed merit eternal life under the law. My sin credited to his account, paid the price in full. His perfect record of righteousness credited to my account, not because I did it, but because I'm trusting in him and I'm found in him. If anyone is in Christ, new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you have put your head on the Lamb, confessed your sins, that you're a sinner, and allowed Him to take your place, to pay your price, to give you the gift you don't deserve, the gift of relationship, the gift of eternal life. Take bread, take juice, reflect on what Jesus did for you. Hold those in your hand, reflect. Once we've all been served, we'll give Him thanks, and as a body of believers in Jesus, who our only hope is Jesus, we'll take that together as a body of believers and give Him thanks. Jesus, You are the Lamb of God who takes away our sin. And today, I claim You. You are my Lamb. You took my sin. I receive Your gift that I don't deserve. I don't want what I deserve. You took that in my place. And all I can say for that is thank You. And today I gladly receive a gift from Your hand. Welcome, forgiveness, joy in Your presence, the treasure of relationship with You. Thank You for being my substitute, for taking my place, for paying my price so that I could enter into Your joy, enjoying You forever, starting now. Thank You for the gift You've given us. We receive grace from Your hand, and we say thank You. Jesus' body broken for you. Take and eat. Jesus' blood poured out to make propitiation for your sins. Drink and live.